Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Curiosity, spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation if you're wanting more. Mongmon sightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's Hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth. Expose the lies, that's our move. Pop the clip, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's Hole, a mystery unsolved. Through our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
In this shack, the truth is found. Welcome back to the shack.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. Oh, the shack. It feels good to be in the shack today.
Yeah, every day.
It's been a long week. It feels good to be in the shack. We got some things on our chest, and it's time to get them off. A lot of truth being told in the world today.
I'm just laughing at this episode.
I really don't know what you have prepared for the shack today, but
you need to start doing these because I picked the dumbest things.
That's after
it's Halloween week. Happy Halloween! This may actually be Halloween. I gotta look.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know where Halloween falls on the.
I think it's a Thursday this year.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Ooh.
So yeah, happy Halloween! Today's Halloween.
Wow. I got my costume. No, I don't, actually.
Happy Halloween. So, for today's episode, I have 10 conspiracy theories that inspired horror movies.
Oh, okay.
Because for anybody to know, Wilbur's a little bit of a movie buff.
Yeah, certain years.
So, yeah. And some of these are pretty new, or like a lot newer.
Movies?
Yeah, some of them are not. I've never seen some of these because I do not care for horror movies. Ooh,
can I guess one?
Yeah.
Is Nope on the list?
It is not.
But it should be. Nope should be on the list.
Nope is very scary. Listen to Crimson Corn. Buy the book.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely buy the book.
Buy the book.
It'll be out soon. That'd be...
November. It will be out November.
Mr. E from Crypts of the Corn podcast.
Publishing the first book.
Put together a book that has atmospheric creatures all throughout it. It's probably the book.
I was going to say, it's all throughout it. Yes, it's all about atmospheric creatures.
It's the book about learning about that. And if you haven't seen the movie Nope, they covered those type of beings on their show before Nope was even a thing.
Mm-hmm. Before the first trailer ever came out.
Right. So there you go. Atmospheric creatures, cryptsofthecorn.com for more information. But that's their other show. We just support them, guys, because they support us. So you know what goes around comes around. That's what we say here at the Shack. So let's get into some of these conspiracy theories that inspired
What? Movie. Horror movies.
Horror movies specifically. Okay.
So conspiracy theories that inspired horror movies. We can talk about the horror movie. We can talk about the conspiracy theory. I have 10 of them.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
Do you have a guess, though, for one?
I don't know. Halloween? Or Friday the 13th?
Like, it's none of those. Like, okay. Think about it.
I don't know.
Can you think of, like, a horror movie that really screams conspiracy theory?
The Burbs.
Okay, let me look. Are you joking with me, or is that a real one?
Well, it's not really a horror movie, but it's got scary parts, but it's the whole idea of it's scary.
Okay, so one of these movies you've talked about a ton.
They live?
The other movie is probably the one that scared me the most as a kid. Like, I seen it way too young.
Chucky.
I'm not going to tell you until we get there.
It.
Absolutely horrified.
It.
Conspiracy theory movies.
Well, that, I mean, think about it, though. So with it, I'm guessing it's not on the list, but we've talked about, or we've listened to a lot of hours of like Crips of the Corn podcast talk about like Sam the Sundown Clown, as for example, or just the red-haired entities with the clown face, you know?
Very scary. I used to be terrified of clowns.
And I'm people might say that's a conspiracy, all these entities that they're talking about. They're not clowns or nothing. They're not evil beings. People are making that up.
I guess it is horror. It's if you read the book, is cosmic horror.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're cosmic. They're cosmic
beings.
Entities.
Yeah.
And yeah. Anyways, the first movie is Area 51.
Ooh. Okay.
This came out in May of 2015.
I have not seen this, unfortunately.
I don't think I have either. I think I've seen bits and pieces.
So is it about like? Well, I guess go on.
So let's talk about the conspiracy side of it.
Yeah.
As soon as construction began on Area 51 back in the 1950s. It felt like it was the epidemic of all conspiracies. The official explanation is that the buildings were established as a test to test experimental aircraft and weapons. Since the ins and outs of Area 51 are shrouded in intense mystery, it has inspired every kind of conspiracy you can imagine. There are theorists who have built to study time travel, teleportation, weather manipulation. That was done in Alaska. Now they were. I don't know where they moved. Because the heart facility in Alaska is shut down.
Probably somewhere in Western Africa and probably somewhere in the Bahamas.
You want to put it, if you were really going to do it, which I don't even know if I believe is in full manipulation or weather steering, I kind of go with the more this maybe able to steer them.
Steer them, okay.
But I don't know. I really don't know if I believe that or not. But you want to put it on the equator.
Yeah.
You want to put it as close to the equator again. Anyways, weather manipulation. But since Area 51 was built a couple years after the Roswell incident, which as far as this article, that is not true. Area 51 already existed.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it wasn't Area 51, I guess. Okay. It was a different military base.
And became Area 51.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Roswell incident, UFO sightings were on the rise at the time. It wasn't long for the facility to be associated with aliens. Some people who claim to be ex-workers of Area 51, which we know a couple of them now, stated that the house spacecraft... of none of this world. In 2015, paranormal activity director Oren Pyle, I think is P-E-L-I.
P-E-L-I?
Yeah. Peel?
Peely? Peely?
Yeah. Decided to make a found footage horror movie revolving around the mysterious base, simply called Area 51. I really want to watch this one. I'm looking at pictures from it.
Mm.
Sorry. I'm having like... Something there it went. The trio of friends formulated a plan to break into the Nevada facility to uncover the secrets of it all. After they stumble upon alien ships, dismembered body parts, and a colony of sleeping aliens, the group realizes that they're entering Area 51 was a huge mistake. So to me, kind of some Dulce base stuff.
Okay.
I absolutely hate found footage movies.
Like Blair Witch Project and Cloverfield.
Blair Witch, they make me physically sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it because I think Cloverfield was could have been such a good movie.
There's only one good one.
I've only watched. I think I know what you're going to say.
You know,
but I've only watched Cloverfield fully once.
I've never seen it
because it makes me sick.
Yeah,
and it's nothing. I think the movie itself was really good.
You should watch it in VR.
Oh my gosh!
Imagine that.
I would throw up in the first 10 minutes.
It might make the movies. More intense.
VR makes me a little sick.
Yeah? Well, imagine watching the Blair Witch in VR.
I throw up from 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that sounds like it could work, though.
So What's the movie that the found footage worked?
Oh, Troll Hunters. Or yes. Troll Hunter.
Troll Hunter, the original movie.
Yes.
I just rewatched it the other day. Again.
It's good.
It stands up the test of time. It's a really great movie. And yeah, you haven't seen it. I enjoy it. It's inspired by trolls. And see, that is, I don't even know if I would say that's a found footage film. Because the quote unquote, it is filmed from first perspective. I'd say it's a first perspective film.
Well, I thought.
Because you are the camera guy in the whole
right,
movie.
Right. I thought, I guess you're right.
It only has, I'm going to say in the hour and a half, like 10 minutes of found footage style.
Where that's where it's at. Yeah.
Yeah. But they space it out and 99% of the movie is not that style. But you're always first perspective camera person.
It's like, yes, yes. Like POV, like you're one of the crew.
Yes. Because you are the camera guy in the thing. And then the camera guy switches for reasons, which watch the movie.
It's great.
But no, see that, I wouldn't even, like, if that is a found footage style, that is the best one ever.
Yes, I agree.
I don't even classify it as found footage because I think that's a small part
of the movie itself.
Of the movie.
Okay.
Like, found footage, I guess, to me, was like the Blair Witch is what? It's all shaky.
Oh, yeah.
Cloverfield.
All shaky.
It's all shaky. You can't see anything. And that, I think, made me mad about Cloverfield. Is that the creature models, the lice, and stuff like that were amazingly done. And you
just never get to see them.
You never see them. You never get to see the other people. It's, and I get it, it's like the world's chromo. Anyways, it's complaining about movies.
Right, but back to Area 51.
No, so yeah, this supposedly is, and it's not rated very well. I'm going to guess it's because it's a found footage movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise sounds really cool.
Yeah, it does. I mean, but is the conspiracy just about...
It's just saying that the Area 51 conspiracies around Area 51 inspired, like, the found footage movie.
Okay.
That's what this whole thing's
that
about.
That sounds, like, fun, though. I like the idea.
I'm going to try to watch it, I think, tonight. But I can already picture myself throwing up like a tiger shark.
Okay. Like a tiger shark. Okay.
My worst college throw up was, like, I always compare it because I was, like, laying flat on my belly, head moving back and forth, stomach turned inside out, just spewing up license plates and hubcaps.
Basically, you were a starfish.
Kinda. Now, tiger sharks do it dramatically.
Okay.
Next movie is Jacob's Ladder.
Okay. When did this come out?
Okay.
I'll look it up. You keep going.
Okay. So, in Jacob's Ladder, Tim Robbins plays the character, an army vet who is haunted by a traumatic past.
1990.
At first, it seems like Jacob is suffering from PTSD, which is a common condition among veterans. But by the time goes by, Jacob's paranoia worsens exponentially as he begins to have visions of monsters and secret military experiments. Jacob struggles to tell anything of who or what is actually real. Many viewers don't realize that the experiment Jacob sees during his hallucinations are based on the classified government program called MKUltra.
Mm.
Although most conspiracies are quote-unquote unproven of MKUltra, it was a genuine government experiment conducted by the CIA. From 1953 to 1973, the agency performed a series of what could be at least said immoral procedures on human test subjects, most of the time against their will, hoping it would cause the development of psionic powers. The program had its victims tortured, placed in solitary confinement, and injected with hallucinogenics.
Yes, a lot of LSD.
These tests were uncovered in the 1970s. All officials involved attempted to destroy the evidence that MKUltra even existed.
Which is crazy.
Since documents about the incident were declassified in 2001 and 2008, many aspects of Grundling experiments are on public record.
Mm-hmm.
So, keep in mind that they denied it.
Oh, the whole time.
Up until 2001.
Right.
And they waited. What they do, what the government does, CIA, FBI, doesn't matter. Whoever, whatever agency, just pick one. FDA, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Pick one. They wait until all the people that are involved publicly are dead or near death.
Mm-hmm.
For like, yeah, that happened.
That's like just now modernly, oh gosh, is it, I want to say AstraZeneca, the vaccine stuff going on. Well, their trial data and like all that stuff, they're not releasing in for like 60 or 70 years. Is when they're releasing that data. Another thing, like with Seth Rich's laptop, when he died in an attempted mugging. That's the official story. The guy that died in D.C. being mugged, and he didn't have his wallet or nothing stolen off him. He was just shot twice. That guy.
That's a mugging. That's right, Batman mugging.
Right, yes. The contents of his laptop aren't set to be released for like 70-something years.
Great.
Yeah, ain't that wonderful?
So there is some legal protections with like cases, and I get that there has to be.
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of cases will be sealed. I think it's 50 years.
Yeah.
And so that most of the involvements are dead or dying. That is the purpose of that. As far as, like we talk about with any laws, most laws are done with good intents that bad people take advantage of.
I guess.
Well, we talked about like NAGPRA.
Yeah. That's
good law being used bad.
Right, right, right.
There's a bunch of those laws that are made for good intent that bad people
use to hide things. Yes, absolutely.
So like the 50 years, I think it was like a lot of like murder, rape cases.
Mm-hmm.
There's something with that. And I can't remember. I'm not a legal expert in any way, shape, or form. But there's something with that where they can be sealed for up to 50 years.
Yeah.
And it's prevent names and stuff from leaking out. Most of the time they already are, you know, it doesn't. So I can see how other things could use that because they're private cases because they're industry.
Yeah. Definitely use it for evil.
But if you haven't heard about this, listen to our episode called The Government Would Do That, Would They?
Right here on DW Conspiracy Shack.
Where we literally just talk about the omitted ones.
Season one.
The list is all omitted ones.
Mm-hmm.
That they're like, yeah, we did that.
Right.
Where, was it the Tuskegee experiments?
Oh, the worst.
They let these, because they were black. And it was at the time where they were just like, oh, these are just black people. They don't matter.
Yeah.
Or the government said that, we'll and just they just let them die.
Of syphilis.
Of syphilis, without telling them that there was a cure.
Right.
Until after they had all died.
Right, yeah.
And they gave $1,000 for funerals or something.
They just wanted to see how fast it would spread.
Yeah, they want to see how fast they would die from it.
Yeah.
They were timing them. The point of the experiment was to see how fast they die.
That's our government. You know, the ones we pay our tax money to.
Yay.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Land of the free.
Home of the dead.
Of the dead. That's right.
It's like the whole country is built on a Native American burial ground that settlers made.
That we buried them in?
It's not. I'm laughing because it's horrible. It's true.
It's horrible.
All right. The fourth kind.
Ooh, Close Encounters with the Fourth Kind, or mm-hmm. is that?
The fourth kind is a pseudo-documentary which looks at the mysterious disappearance that occurred in Nome, Alaska, from 1960 to 2004. Some of these missing persons returned but were unable to confirm where they had been. Dr. Abby Taylor suspected that these people were being abducted by aliens and so conducted hypnotherapy to unlock their memories. It may sound far-fetched, but Nome had over 24 disappearances over those years, which was extremely high considering the town's small population. Unsurprisingly, this caused a devoted crowd of conspiracy theorists to claim that Nome was a hotspot for alien abductions. While the FBI arrived in Nome to investigate these disappearances during the millennium, this convinced the tinfoil hat truthers that even more the extraterrestrials were involved. When the investigation concluded, the FBI discovered the disappearances were caused by...
aliens.
The cold.
Oh, just the cold.
Nome is so remote, and there are no roads that led to town. As a result, it is uncommon for people in that area to get lost. It is not uncommon for people in the area
to get lost.
Since the region is Arctic, many people freeze to death after standing out of their home for more than a couple minutes. Of course, many fringe theorists dismiss this explanation, assuming the FBI only ventured to Nome to cover up any evidence of abductions. So I believe Crimson Corner is going to do an episode on this, the Nome disappearances.
Oh, so the Nome things was real.
Yeah, that is 100% real.
Wow.
Like okay. I said, this is the Nome disappearance part of it is 100% real. From 1960 to 2004, and I believe it is a much smaller window than that.
Okay.
Or it's like maybe a decade.
Okay.
Where dozens and dozens of people, which Alaska has the highest disappearance rate of anywhere in the country.
For many reasons.
It also has the highest felony rate,
yeah.
The highest criminal rate, the highest murder rate, and probably the highest active serial killer rates.
Yeah. It's a lot of highs.
Because like we said, Nome is, I believe you can only get there by plane or by boat.
Okay. So very remote. It's very Arctic.
Yeah. It's the Arctic. It is the Arctic.
It's the Arctic.
6 or 7 months out of the year, if you go outside in normal clothes for like 5 minutes, you die.
Well, that's what the FBI said.
Probably because it was true. Probably because they were from Langley. And, or is that the CIA?
CIA, but same difference, really.
Came outside in their suits, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, it's cold.
This is where everybody's dying. Or it's just, cold. Or maybe it's not like these people live here, and they are adjusted
right, yeah.
to the Arctic lifestyle. Because you don't, in my opinion, you don't move to Nome, Alaska without knowing how to survive at Nome, Alaska.
Right, yeah. It's not just like a vacation destination, like dream spot. I need to live here.
It's not Juneau. It's not Juneau, which is southern Alaska.
Okay. Well, it's definitely not that. I don't know. I think
the Iditarod used to end in Nome.
What's that?
It's a famous dog sled race.
Oh, okay.
The Iditarod.
Oh, cool. All right.
Really, really famous. You should watch it. It's really cool.
I was just wondering if this movie was like a kind of a take on Missing 411.
Yeah, no, there's definitely, I haven't seen it forever, but it has those that mix in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely does give some of that
vibes. I haven't looked this one up. It came out in 2009. So this is a little bit just past my window of.
It's a pretty good movie.
Window as far or as movie I remember, watching. Yeah.
I haven't seen it forever, but watching it, it's a pretty good alien movie.
Okay.
Very odd, you know, one of those.
I have to check that one out. Soft disclosure. That's what this is a soft disclosure list, basically.
Well, I guess, you know, this is more, I guess, it could be the opposite way, too.
What do you mean?
That these things were in the zeitgeist, so movie directors were like, oh, that'd make a good movie.
See, I think they tell the truth. The thing
could fully be a serial killer.
Could be, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's soft disclosure, because the disappearances were known first.
Yeah.
And everybody said it was aliens. The government said it was cold. And then I think it was probably an active serial killer.
Yeah, very well could have been. Who knows? I guess aliens makes it more fun.
It does. The movie Apollo 18.
Ooh, okay.
So in 1972, NASA's Apollo 17 lunar module landed on the moon. This date is the last time astronauts have set foot on the celestial body. Although an Apollo 18 mission was intended, it was scrapped due to budget concerns. At least that's the official explanation.
Okay.
For decades, there have been rumblings that Apollo 18 did go to the moon, but never returned, causing NASA to abandon further explorations. The film Apollo 18 is presented in a newly discovered, like, found footage of a space mission, was intercepted with the real NASA footage, making it seem very authentic. Which I want to talk about.
Yeah.
While exploring the surface, astronauts discover moon rocks are giving off unusual readings, messing with like their instruments and all that stuff.
Mm.
Upon further investigation, these rocks are actually living creatures. I've talked about this mm-hmm. many times. This is a good movie. Weirdly, the concept is based off a separate conspiracy theory of the 270 moon rocks collected from the Apollo missions. 180 of them have gone missing.
That's true, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, I thought
that's what's saying the conspiracy is weird. Okay. That's where the rocks are alive.
Oh, they're saying like they walked off, maybe?
No, that they probably were there. Give me a second.
Okay, sorry.
Considering how rare they are and you know, specific measurements of NASA's taken to secure them, mm-hmm. it's bizarre that well over half of them have gone missing.
Right.
As a result, some believe that their sinister explanation is rocks' disappearance. So what this is saying is, if you watch the movie, the rocks are basically crabs. Crabs or spiders, some kind of arthropod.
Okay.
Very, very aggressive, very, very food-driven. It seems very much like deep-sea organisms.
Okay.
Where they're developed for very harsh climates. They're pretty much in stasis when there's no food around.
Okay.
So they're inert.
Yeah.
So they're like rocks.
Until you touch them.
When food is triggered, they activate these giant feeding responses.
Hmm.
So that's what seems like was happening with in the movie, is that once the astronauts messed with them, because it was only affecting the dark, like they were living, space is like, it's like 300 something degrees in this, there, and then like negative something in the shadows.
Something like that.
It's something like, so they, most of the time these things didn't want to be out in the open in their inert states. They were living in the craters.
Mm.
So where the shadows are.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the guys had walked through the shadows and woke them all up.
Okay, gotcha.
So triggered these feeding responses. Some of them were really big.
Yeah.
Like car sized.
Okay.
So it really reminded me of that. So that these inert samples of rocks they brought back may have woke up or died.
Gotcha.
So then you see the legs coming out of the rocks.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah. So
No, I've not seen this one.
There's a lot. It's a pretty good movie, in my opinion. Found footage, barely, I would say. Like, this, again, like what we just talked about, Troll Hunter, where maybe 10 or 15 minutes.
Just part of it. Yeah.
Because most of it is even third person and fourth, you know.
I like how they spliced it with the quote-unquote real astronaut footage.
I believe we've been to the moon, but that's a separate argument.
NASA admitted that the photos are doctored. They're fake. They reshot them. They admitted
some,
it.
Some.
No, they said all the footage was burnt up.
They did not say all.
Yes, they did.
Okay, well, this once again, argument for a different day.
All right.
But I always thought there was something weird why we didn't go back to the moon. I do believe we went to the moon. What was the astronaut we were talking about? It was like, hey, there's something moving on the hill up there.
Neil Armstrong?
No, it was Buzz. I think it was Buzz.
Okay.
When he was radioing back to, like, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, there's, hey, guys, there's something moving on the ridge.
Houston, we have a problem.
And they switch to the private radio channel.
Right, or the medic. The medic radio.
Yeah, for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then switched back.
Yeah, weird, huh?
And they're like, oh, no, sorry, it was, like, haze.
See, they're building a narrative for future movies.
I was kind of, well, if it really is, like, spit up from Earth and stuff mm-hmm. like that, I kind of do wonder if there's, like, really scary organisms up there and that they are so desperate for calories. Like, they were living in, like, deep ocean environments, essentially, yeah. where they get food once every, you know.
Millennia.
Well, for these guys, you know, millennium.
Yeah.
So that they are very, very aggressive when calories become available.
Just waiting for humans to get built up to come back to the moon so they can eat them.
Yes. Or the moon pigeons.
Or the moon pigeons.
Which nobody knows what those things are. And the moon dragons are also crazy. That's a different show.
Interesting.
Right. But yeah, it's a good movie. I highly suggest watching it.
So far, I haven't seen any of these.
This one I think you've seen.
All right, let's hear it.
This is the one I've only seen pieces of because it bothered me.
Okay.
But me and you have talked about it many times before. Communion.
Communion. Why does it sound so familiar?
Oh, gosh, you know this movie.
I got to look it up.
All right, we've looked at alien abductions in general with the fork kind, but in the 1989 film Communion deals with a specific abduction. Horror novelist Whitney Strieber, and I can never say the name right, best known for his books Communion, in which he claims is based on his own experience of being abducted by visitors when he was a child. The book has a smash hit, selling more than 2 million copies. 2 years later, it was adapted into a film
mm-hmm.
with Christopher Walken in the starring role. Although the film adaptation shows these visitors to be extraterrestrials, Strieber never inferred that in his work, stating that his abductions could have been military agents or other things.
Mm.
Even though Strieber's story sounds far-fetched and fantastical, it is referred to be a nonfiction, since the author insists it's autobiographical. Unsurprisingly, many critics question the validity of Strieber's claims, especially since it is written in fictional books revolving around supernatural creatures before he published Communion.
Okay.
But that also may be that he had a supernatural childhood.
Right, yeah. He's just in tune with that stuff.
And he's still experiencing things later in life, I think, mm-hmm. to this day. Because he's the one that brings in people. Like, he has these things still visiting him.
Yeah, Whitley Strieber.
Strieber?
Strieber, Strieber, I don't know.
I've always heard it Strieber.
Okay, Whitley Strieber.
I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying that's...
I don't know. I don't know for sure.
The follow-up, Transformation, was labeled as a fiction. Strieber was furious. So the second movie they did involving the subject,
mm-hmm.
Transformation, which I have not seen, was labeled a fiction after him. He was not happy.
Yeah.
Believing people were attempting to discredit him, he had written more books about his experience and several other novels revolving around other conspiracies such as UFOs.
Interesting.
So I believe till this day, he does not believe they're aliens.
Yeah, he was basically saying how it's, I don't want to say interdimensional beings, but like.
Even elemental-esque.
Yeah.
Kind of maybe not using the words, mm-hmm. but describing them almost as elementals.
I haven't seen this movie. I don't know how I
have not seen it since I was young, and that's another one I've watched too. I think Grandpa turned it off.
It was so weird?
There's some weird abduction scenes.
Yeah.
And it gets like. Adult content-y.
Okay.
To where, yeah.
Well, I know Christopher Walken's a eternal vampire. Like, he's one of those guys that lives forever. You can just tell. He's scary looking.
I don't know. Like, I'm looking at the pictures now. He definitely looks a lot younger.
Oh, yeah.
In the 1980s than he does now.
Oh, yeah. But so he's... you got to change with the times a little bit. But he's one of them eternal vampires.
Number five. I have not seen this movie. the picture for it is so weird. Okay. It's called Society.
Okay, Society.
Brian Usen's body horror film, Society.
Man, another 80s movie. In 88, this one.
Yeah. Centers around a paranoid teenager named Billy. Despite the fact his family are wealthy and respected by societal elites, Billy doesn't trust them. When he sees his sister and his girlfriend confront their bodies in an inhuman manner, he suspects his peers are keeping a dark secret from him. Before I move on.
Oh, this is...
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. Get ready. Before I move on, many, many spoiler alerts. In the final scene, he comes home to find his parents and their friends taking part in a sacrificial orgy. Billy learns that his family and their entire society circle are shape-shifting species who secretly run the world. They claim that many historical figures from Julius Caesar to Genghis Khan were one of their kind and use their powers to shift into the world of the elites. Now, the concept of the secret order manipulating the world events has been around for centuries, if not millennia.
Yeah.
But thinking in the New Age theorists like David Icke, the idea that the world is run by a blood-drinking, shape-shifting, lizard-like beings has never been fully more prevalent than today. Icke and many theorists like Icke claimed that the subspecies have been a part of the powerful group of history, including pretty much the Rothschilds, British royal family, and half of Hollywood, basically. And the music industry, and the Roswell incident. This movie looks absolutely disgusting. I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it either, but
I'm just seeing the props and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just look horrible.
It's very tapping into like that.
So I have a question. Is Billy one of these members, and they just haven't told me yet that he can shapeshift?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he an adopted child? Or does not everybody get powers?
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be worth watching. I kind of want to see this one now just for the simple fact. I think
I may watch this one tonight, too.
It's like exposing or telling the story of, you know, the elites and their whatever they're doing behind these closed doors.
The main pictures... That like you just who is like a guy or a gal showing a butt, but it's a face coming out of where the vagina would be.
Oh, wonderful. That just sounds great.
It looks horrible. I normally don't do body horror.
What do they call it with P. Diddy now? Is like the freak out parties? That's what it sounds like.
Oh, the white parties.
Well, they're calling it like freak out.
I know, but they were known as white parties. P. Diddy's white parties forever.
Yeah. I wonder where that name came from.
They all wear white.
Yeah, I know, but like, why? Like, where that came from? You know what I mean?
Oh, the freak out party?
Or just the being, why we're all white? Why call it the white party? You know, why?
I can't remember. It was out there. Why?
Yeah, okay.
I can't remember.
I wonder if that's the truth, though, but.
No, yeah, no, you know.
Yeah, you know, everything's hidden in certain their own
ways.
And
we will do an episode on the P. Diddy stuff. We're just kind of letting it come out.
Yeah, because I think there's so much more to it, and I think he is not the patsy, but he's the one that the sacrifice that they're willing to.
Well, it's like Epstein.
Yeah,
like he was a member of them forever, but once he got caught, they're like, oh, he's just bad.
Or not even that he got caught.
We've never been to his island.
The smoke was just getting so much that okay, we need to expose somebody. And give away some people, but, you know, maintaining, you know, 90% of us are still safe and hidden. But as long as we throw this out there, you know, it'll satiate people's desires to stop this stuff that, you know.
I also think he got too big for his britches in those circles.
He may have, but they may have allowed him to just for this reason. Like, they'll do whatever you want.
I think the opposite.
Because they're going to throw you under the bus when the time comes.
I think that he got too much dirt on too many people.
And then
Then the group of people he all had dirt on was like... This is a good way to make sure this doesn't come out.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. And all you next, all like, there's probably 60 more that are just as powerful as him doing the same thing. And
we should do an episode on Icke.
David Icke?
Yeah.
I like some of the stuff he says, but I also, some of the stuff is like,
Yeah, he got very anti-Jewish.
Oh, I was going to say the stuff where wasn't he the one that said he was Jesus or something?
Yeah, he started, I don't know if they broke his mind or he started getting dementia. But I can't remember the book he copied.
I don't think dementia, because he's still around today, like, talking normally.
I think he has dementia. Like, dementia episodes. So dementia affects everybody very, very differently.
Yeah.
And some people can have dementia episodes.
Type 3 diabetes.
And that could be, too. We could do an episode on that. But mm-hmm. when I worked with dementia people, like most of the time they could be clear as a bell.
Yeah.
Normal. And then they'll start screaming about, like, they have their old white guys. They'll start screaming about the blacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not in great ways. That's, and like, well, their yeah. words screaming about, the, they say the blacks well, is I the was, best term.
I was going to say, when you said they're screaming about the blacks, I imagine it's probably not in the best ways.
No, that was the best term that came out of their mouth.
Right, yeah, yeah.
About black people. It's just, yeah. So, but David Icke, some of the Jewish stuff he goes crazy with.
See, I don't know entirely. And there's a difference between, like, I don't know.
Societal elites and the Jewish faith.
Yes, big time.
There's a big difference.
Yes. But if people like the, including the societal elites, lump them all together because it's something to hide behind. It's a nice shield to hide behind.
But I think David got in trouble, and I, like I said, I don't know this fully, but I think he got in trouble. We talked about the copyright thing. Like, he copied, I think it was Behold a Pale Horse was the book. And he copied like 75 or 80 pages out of it, never credited it. But the book was talking about Jewish people and using the term Jews. And he just replaced it with like the lizard people.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I don't know too much about
that. There
was
a lot of like, so that's like where they got to where he was anti-Jewish.
I have that book, Behold a Pale Horse.
And it may not be that book. Or I'm pulling stuff out of like trying to remember.
Well, if it is, I can find out.
That may be for his book. Is that written by David Icke?
I don't remember.
That may be his book.
My sister got it for me for Christmas like 2 or 3 years ago.
Look it up.
What? Oh, the book?
Yeah, Behold the Pale Horse. We're talking about it.
Okay.
Or look up who David Icke got in trouble for copyright or whatever from. The next one I have for you is The Pyramid. You ever seen this movie?
The Pyramid?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think I've seen this one either. I've surprisingly seen more movies than you have, I think, on this list.
Well, on this list, absolutely.
But we're getting towards the end, I think it'll change.
Okay.
Since the dawn of human civilization, people have been fascinated by the pyramids of Giza. Is it Giza or Giza?
Giza.
Giza. After thousands of years, archaeologists still have yet to excavate every section of the towering monuments. Since there's so much more to explore, theories have galore have come about from these ancient epitaphs. There's never been any bodies.
In the pyramids?
Yeah.
No, not one. But there are tombs.
There are tombs nearby.
But the big ones are tombs with no bodies ever found in them, but they're tombs.
Water pumps.
They're tombs, though.
Were they built with advanced technology that have been lost forever? Who built them exactly? Is it lost civilizations, aliens, Canadians? Did the pyramids serve as tombs, or did they serve as more sinister purpose? Were they some sort of giant water pumps? Well, these theories become so popular, they are incorporated into movies including Stargate, X-Men Apocalypse, and the Mummy franchises. Ooh. Naturally, it's only a matter of time before someone made a horror movie about Egypt's most iconic buildings. In 2014, George Lavasseur made his directorial debut with The Pyramid. This movie revolves around a group of archaeologists who discover a secret pyramid buried about 600 feet below the Egyptian desert, which I think it goes all the way down to 700 feet, the sand.
I don't even think they know.
I think they have, because remember, they get core samples of wood.
Okay.
That may be just the Sahara as a whole.
Yeah.
But it's where the end of the Sahara.
Well, I know, like, in Egypt now, there's still, like, people are just digging in their yards.
Yeah, they find, they just happened where the guy's, like, it was a cellar. He was using a cellar, and they knocked down a wall on accident and went down to a gigantic temple or whatever room.
There's all stuff under everybody's house.
So as they were exploring this newly discovered pyramid, they learned that the pyramid isn't a tomb, but instead it served as a prison for ancient Egyptian deities, Anubis. Even though the pyramid had an interesting prism, it fared so badly at the box office that the studio refused to release the film in most countries.
Wow, okay. That came out in 2014.
Yeah.
So they did discover Anubis's recently, not like within the past couple decades. I think it was last decade they discovered Anubis's burial spot or whatever, which is very weird.
So this movie's all about that they were making these imprison these gods.
Oh, okay.
That they weren't good beings.
Yeah.
And that's actually X-Men Apocalypse is all about that.
Yeah, it is, ain't it? Yeah.
That they captured Apocalypse in there.
Yep. And then they released him, or he got free.
They accidentally released him.
Right, yeah. Well, shoot, I think Anubis...
The Mummy's kind of about that, too.
Oh, yeah, it is, 100%. They released the mummy, and he was evil. But Anubis is... Do you know anything about that tomb they found?
No.
So it's a hermetically sealed, like, whatever, stone tomb or casket, you know, box or whatever. But it's, like, you know, very big. And it's also underwater, but just the floor is, like, flooded to where it's just underwater. And then there's these four pillars around it. And it's, I think it's somewhere between the Great Pyramid and the Sphinx. There's, like, a kind of an underground pathway between them both. And that's where it's right in the middle. That's where Anubis's tomb. And you, I guess there's tours now. You can actually go down and see it. But it's weird. And I even think that tomb they said was it's sealed shut, but it can be opened by, like, DNA, which is weird. Like, DNA can unlock it, but it has to be, you know, a certain DNA is, like, a key to unlocking it. I don't know. I remember reading that in an article somewhere a long time ago, but I don't know. It's just weird. Just weird. Never heard of the pyramid film, though.
I guess it did very, very poorly in the box office.
Makes me almost want to watch it now.
Did you look at the David Icke thing? Did you find
it? I was looking it up. I can't find...
And like I said, that may all be hearsay. I may be remembering it right.
I can't find the specific book or nothing. There's a couple cases against him, but like everything that pops up against him is conspiracy theorists. David Icke, at it again. Like, that's just every single thing that pops up for him.
I'll look it up. Conspiracy. I'll find it for an episode here in the future, all just right. Because there was something there, and I can't remember...
I don't know that much about him, though. That's my issue. That David Icke.
I don't know much about him either.
Yeah.
The next one is the worst film on this list as far as absolutely terrifying me as a child. I seen it way too early. It was actually in the house that the shack is near. That I filled up pots of water. I filled up every cup. My grandparent came out and was like, what the heck is happening?
The Ring?
Or Signs.
Oh, sorry. Signs.
Signs. Signs is a faithless wake-up call. One day you discover crop circles in his cornfield. Although he suspects that it was mere vandalism, he eventually learns that the patterns were formed by aliens. Crop circles may not be a hot topic anymore, but during the 1970s, they were the most talked about mystery on the planet. The crop circles, in layman's terms, are pattern formed in the fields by flattening plants. Because crop circles are so intricately complex and appeared overnight, many fringe theorists suspected they had to be the work of extraterrestrials, probably the work of giant breeding jellyfish.
Ooh.
Other theorists suggest that the formation
hot take
could be caused by the irregulation in the planet's magnetic field, meteorological interpretations, pollutions, and even wallabies.
All right, just cancel this article. Wallabies?
Have we not talked about the wallaby thing making the circles?
I don't think so.
They do make circles in fields.
Yeah, but come on, like not intricate geometric mathematical.
How much sugar they had that
patterns,
night.
Yeah, with fractals and
I don't know how much I believe about that. I didn't measure any of those.
Human DNA genome.
But it's likely the phenomena has much more than a rational explanation. In 1991, self-proclaimed pranksters Doug and Dave, and you can look up their full name, confessed to creating over 200 crop circles in the UK in 13 years. They even showed how they did this. For videos. Even if crop circles are more than an elaborate prank, it still managed to inspire the conspiracy theories over the years.
Yeah, no. Crop circles are real. They happen. It's not Dave and Jim, whatever you said their names was.
Science is, if I remember right, that's where the water, right?
That's what?
Where the aliens were allergic to water.
And Signs?
Yeah.
I did see Signs. I was a kid when it came out.
I gotta look now.
So
I may be conflating the wrong, but the aliens and Signs are absolutely horrifying to look at.
I just can't.
They look like people with chopped up ears and noses.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember the movie that well because I just remember being. I remember watching it when we were little in our house, but I'm not recalling the movie that well, just because I only seen it that one time. But I don't know. I think crop circles are real.
Yeah, it's signs. Okay, I'm right.
I think they're real. I think there's some that are real, 100%.
Yeah, they're made by giant jellyfish. They are real.
Made by something, but it's not by dudes with
giant
boards.
Atmospheric pufferfish.
Well, they better be radioactive to affect the plants and the soil.
Some of them are. We've talked about
that. Right? Yeah, I know.
No, so science. where they were, they like were burnt or hurt or died from water. I can't really remember anymore, but yeah. And literally, I think in the halfway through, like they did that in the house, like there was just water everywhere.
Yeah.
So in case one of them came in, they could just like start knocking stuff over.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
you got any garlic?
I guess let me pull it up.
I'm getting a little hungry in the shack here.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Wilbur.
Yeah, Daniel?
Have you heard about this Flavors of the Forelick Bigfoot Breath garlic dust?
I think I've heard inklings around the internet.
It's so good, there has to be a conspiracy here. I think it may be made with adrenochrome, the blood of the innocents, or Nephilim tears. What do you think?
Oh, no. Give me that bottle. Let me see the ingredients list. What? Just raw garlic and pink salt? That's it?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
This is just the elites lying to us.
They were trying to deceive us, but now we know the truth. Flavors of the Forest, Bigfoot Breath, raw garlic dust. It's pure, freeze-dried garlic, which maximizes the flavor potential of any dish you sprinkle this magical seasoning on.
Where would you get this at?
You can get this on flavorsforest.com/corn. That's flavorsforest.com/corn.
Go there, get it for yourself, and investigate the conspiracy.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? And sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
I just love Flavors of the Forest. That the garlic just...
Worst ads. I apologize to the company.
Yeah, but you know what? The food is just leaps and bounds above every other garlic product out there. I stand by it. I swear by it. Old Wilbur loves Flavors of the Forest, Bigfoot Breath.
But no, science terrified me growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely horrified. I think it's probably why I don't like horror movies. I really don't care for horror movies. I like monster movies.
There's a difference.
There is a difference. There is 100% a difference. Horror movies, I just have never cared for. And I think it's because Grandpa would let us watch them way too young.
Ah.
Because he wouldn't sit there and watch it with us.
Yeah.
So what was the one? I think it was Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, that one's weird.
Where he came back in during the orgy scene.
Yeah, probably shouldn't let you. Probably shouldn't be watching this.
And that was the old big back TV.
Yeah.
With the dials.
And oh, yeah. Click, click, click.
Yeah. But I think he had DirecTV on. It was right during like the changes of things.
Yeah.
So it was like
my grandma still got one of those old TVs.
There's one upstairs.
Hasn't been plugged in a while.
The reason it's still upstairs is because it weighs a metric ton and it's full of lead.
And like glass thicker than your head.
Yeah. Which you can use to make death beams.
Yes, you can. We should do it.
I mean, yeah, I just don't want to carry it.
I got a death beam out of an old big screen from at home.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. It'll light wet grass on fire in about 0.2 seconds.
Number two movie, The Devil's Pass, or Devil's Pass.
Devil's Pass. I haven't seen this either.
A bunch of American students trek through the mountain range to investigate a group of hikers who died under suspicious circumstances. The film takes place the mystery of the extreme by incorporating as many bizarre theories as possible, including the Philadelphia experiments, mutants, time travel, wormholes, teleportation. As crazy as it seems, though, the story is based on a real-life event known as...
Bohemian Grove?
The Love Pass incident.
Okay, Dietlov Pass.
The Dietlov Pass, however you say
it. The Russian Yeti.
I've literally heard it said 1,000 different ways.
So the Yeti...
Yes.
...that ate those people.
Which, I'm not even sure if it was the Yeti.
What do you think it was?
It was not the locals that that the Russian government blamed it on.
Yeah?
Because they were like...
Oh, we think it was a bear, don't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
It could have been.
Okay.
I have mixed opinions on it. I think every time, I don't know if it was a little bit of hypothermia, but I don't know. In 1959, nine mountaineers mysteriously died while climbing the Ural mountain range in Russia. When the bodies were found, they were clear six of them had died from hypothermia. However, three of them were killed by physical blunt trauma. Two of them mysteriously had their eyes gouged out, while the others had their entire tongue removed. For 60 years, nearly a dozen separate investigations have tried to get to the bottom of the tragedy. As the Dial of Pass has generated media attention, as long before theories circle, the group were killed by whatever from untested military weapons, the Yeti, aliens. In January 2021, nature scientist Jonah Gunnan completed a study confirming that the hikers were killed by a freak avalanche. Once again, though, I do not believe that they were killed by a freak avalanche.
No, because all the stuff was still there.
They still had their tongues bit off.
Yeah.
The tents ripped open.
Like, well, you've seen avalanches that go for eyes and tongues.
I know clouds that have done it.
That's true.
To be fair.
Yeah, it's close enough.
The tents were cut from the outside, from the inside out. They left without their clothes. Sound weapons, infrasound is a big thing that we understand a lot more now that can cause these intense
fears,
panic attacks.
Yeah.
And they literally rather sat in the snow and froze to death than trying to get their clothes.
So something had to have chased them off.
But there's
something.
But there may not have been anything real. Like I said, it could have been, and this is one of the things, natural infrasound, like the Suicide Cliffs, where it just happened to be the right place, right time with the valleys.
Maybe there was an avalanche, but down the way a little bit.
Yeah, and it caused an infrasound event.
Yeah.
That made these, caused these people to absolutely freak out.
A freak.
Because the blunt force, I believe the two of the three that died from blunt force, it looks like they fell into that ravine running from whatever they were running from.
Oh, okay.
And the blunt force could have been from like a 20-foot fall. And then the other guy, I believe, climbed up a tree and then fell out of the tree.
Ooh.
That bit his tongue off. Or had his tongue removed.
Yeah.
We don't know.
You don't know. We won't know.
But it looked like he climbed 20 or 30 feet up a tree in a snowstorm at night and then fell and then probably died from that.
That makes sense.
So just sheer panic. The it looked thing like is absolutely why, yeah. sheer panic. Two of them tried to make it back to the tent, but it looked like they were hammered. And you follow the foot patterns and stuff when they were trying to get back to the tent. It looked like they were absolutely hammered, which could have been them freezing to death. It could have been a sound weapon. It could have been radiation poisoning.
It could have just been snow.
It could have been that there was a Yeti running around out there.
Yeah.
It's like trying to sniff them out. And these people are trying to avoid the Yeti and not freeze to death.
Yeah.
The bear hibernating thing could be a possibility too.
Like it woke up?
When they wake up, they are known as death bears.
Yeah. Like
the Alaskans talk about them. If a bear wakes up in the middle of hibernation, you have to kill it.
Yeah.
Because they will kill you.
Yeah. That's not good.
And then one of the Native Alaskans I was just hearing talk about, the bears that wake up in winter, she had one that literally ripped through her kitchen wall. And the only reason it didn't kill her is wolves came, and wolves love hunting them. So what they do is they get them running, and the bears are already so low on calories.
Oh, yeah.
That they'll run them out to exhaustion. And she said they started eating them on the end of her runway for her plane.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's like, I'm not scared of the wolves. The wolves are pretty... understandable of what our situation is. I'll kill at least a couple of you
before
you kill me. But she's like, these death bears, they ran, like that's what they do, is they run them to exhaustion and then they eat them.
That's crazy.
But the bears are so starved for calories.
Yeah, that they'll go psycho on
but
you.
But they time to wake up with plants.
Mm-hmm.
So when they wake up, there's abundant food.
Gotcha.
So when they wake up in the dead of winter, there's not.
Not at all. So they're desperate for anything. Yeah. You.
A grizzly is one of the scariest animals on the planet when they're hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be one. I don't want to be near one ever.
So I've not seen this movie, though, so I'm going to have to. But it looks like it takes place in America in this movie.
Okay.
Or at least American students.
Americanized.
Oh, no, it may be that, I haven't seen this movie. It may be that they went and investigated it and stuff. So strange stuff is happening there.
Oh, okay.
But it's on, that's the other thing, is it's on a ski trail. It's on one of these open country expedition trails. Like, it was way out there, don't get me wrong, but it's not like it's in uninhabited Siberia.
Like a remote section that nobody ever
knows. And there were people that lived, the natives that lived, like, a valley over that got to blame for this.
Oh, okay.
We're like, yeah, we don't go there either. Like, it sucks. And the next movie. You ready?
Yeah, number one. I've been waiting for the final.
And you already had guessed it at the beginning of the episode.
Chucky?
Wilbur. They Live.
Oh, They Live. Okay, all right, yes.
I still haven't watched it.
That's one of the ones I've seen on this list through.
Because I don't know what I thought it was. Because the creatures look like Mexican candy skulls or painted
kinda,
skulls.
Kind of, yeah.
And so I thought it was like I don't know. I just thought it was something with that. So I never watched it.
Yeah.
A Jordan Carpenter, They Live. It, a drifter called, what, Nada?
Nada.
Nada.
Like.
Stumbles upon a pair of sunglasses that allow him to see the subliminal messages planted all over the world by aliens. After Nada, you say his name?
Yeah, like Nada. Nothing, like zero, like nada.
Realizes these creatures are brainwashing humanity. He tries to warn everybody, but is repeatedly ignored. Carpenter's film may not have been may have only been a minor success, but instantly became a cult classic. Although the horror masterpiece is prized for its funny dialogue and astonishing fight choreography.
Yeah, choreography. So there's a fight scene in the movie.
It's really goofy.
Well, it just lasts forever.
It's prized for its viewers were blown away by it. Despite the fact that Carpenter intended the story to be a commentary on Ronald Reagan's failing as a president, many viewers thought otherwise. Neo-Nazis saw They Live as an analogy for how the Jewish community secretly controls the world. Unsurprisingly, the director repeatedly shut down that claim.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it had that neo-Nazis grabbed onto it.
I feel like that's, I've never heard that before either, so I feel like that's just something attributed to this.
I can see them doing that, though.
I can too, but I can also see other people saying that, so you don't actually point the finger at what it's really commenting on. Like, the Nazis said this. It's like, oh.
But it didn't stop there. Decades later, countless self-proclaimed truthers insisted that Carpenter's work serves as a warning to the New World Order, the Illuminati, literal aliens are living among us, or even monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Now the social platforms like Facebook and Twitter have made it easier for conspiracy theorists to share their beliefs. They Live has become more popular than ever in recent years. Sadly, for some believe, the wrong reasons. But now, so, I don't know, They Live. It could be literal demons. Like, that's kind of when, I haven't seen the movie, but that's what I put in the thing.
Basically, it's, I don't know if it's demons or aliens.
That's what I would, like,
yeah, I said. I mean, there's no difference in my opinion, but they're controlling everything in the world, and they're walking amongst us. In disguise as normal humans, and the thing that keeps the illusion so we all don't realize what's going on. So the sunglasses then break down the illusion when he finds them and looks through them. He can see all the beasts and demons, people, for who they really are, and he sees every single bit of advertisement, everything, every sign, anything you see is propaganda to make you consume, you know, breed, obey law, like it's order. Through force, but it's more just it's all propagandized, like it's all just to make you do that. So the sunglasses breaks down that illusion, but then he finds out that it's this. They have this satellite dish on top of this building that's shooting out the beam that's creating, you know, the illusion in front of all of us. So if he destroys that, it destroys the illusion, and then everyone can see. They don't need the glasses.
So there was a Doctor Who. One of the seasons was all about the silence, and it's very similar that they had been around. Science had said that they had been around. Very big. They look like octopus mixed with a gray. Huge heads. Their eyes were on the sides of their head, and they had long like fingers and that kind of stuff. Very like, but they wore black suits.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they have been steering man since the fire and the wheel.
Oh boy.
But when the second you look away from them, you don't remember them.
Yeah.
You never remember seeing him. So a bunch of it deals with the FBI and the president and one of the American based ones is a UK based show. But the guy's like, his gun is still smoking and stuff like that. And he has no idea what happened.
Right.
He turns around, he shot one.
Mm.
And then he turns around, he forgets it. But the doctor had tricked them into basically whatever they tell you, once you turn away, you have to do.
Okay.
So, like, they had control over your mind in some weird subliminal way. So he had one of them during the moon landing record a message basically saying, you should kill us all on sight, talking about how evil – the creature was talking about how evil they are and how they run everything. Like, you as people should kill us all on sight, but you obey our every command and stuff like that. So he edited it out. During the most watched thing in world history was the moon landing. There was a little snippet that said, you should kill us all in sight, and then turned off, so they all forgot it. But all these people, like, in bars and sports stadiums turn around, and they see him, and they just start murdering them. And the second they stop murdering, they forget that they were ever there. So they ordered their own execution.
Wow.
And so they were all wiped off the planet in like minutes.
See? It's just a sign we all need to come together as people. Oh, you can
beat these things to death pretty easy.
What are these things?
There's like any of them, whether it's evil politicians.
That's one, yeah.
Which is satire.
Right. It's 100% satire. I mean, you just.
Daniel Wilbur.
Daniel Wilbur are against, you know, people selling out.
Or demons.
Or demons, yeah.
Or these creatures, if they, you know, they live.
Selling us out for their own benefit, for their own. You can't trust them. These movies go to show, like. This elite Hollywood and anyone in position of power, you can't trust them. We live in a world today that's just full of dark, evil spirits trying to control us. You know, I don't want to have none of it anymore. No more. None of it. We gotta just, I don't know, the best form of attack is just ignore them. Stop listening to them.
So hopefully you've enjoyed this list of Halloween horror movies and how they relate to modern-day conspiracy theories. And remember, a conspiracy theory is probably real. I mean, at this point.
It's just a spoiler alert.
A spoiler. I love the little memes and stuff like that where they're like, conspiracy theorist out of job because everything came true.
Yeah, what is he supposed to do now?
Yeah, like that kind of stuff because it makes me laugh because it's like, yeah, it's just, you know.
You know, we need journalists. That are willing to
real,
yeah.
Well, the problem with that is they all got murdered.
Well, most of them, yeah.
I think I'm gonna say all of the real journalists that were.
There's a couple still out there still doing journalism.
Name them.
But
that's a joke because they'll get murdered.
Oh, I think they've already tried. Julian Assange, he's one. Glenn Greenwald, I tend to like. He does good work. I think Jimmy Dore is a journalist now. I would consider him a journalist. I think he's honest and truthful. I don't think he's always right, but I think he's honest and his heart's in the right space. So I think that's what it's all about. But there's
sounds like you sold out.
There's very few and far between. I don't think so. I highly doubt that.
Before I let you keep screaming into the abyss, I just want to say, everybody, happy Halloween from the DW Conspiracy Shack. Be safe out there. Enjoy the holiday, but don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb. You know, the smartest thing you could probably do this Halloween and, you know, before Christmas is head on over to flavorsforce.com/corn and get you some garlic dust because I tell you what, a lot of that food in the supermarket's got a whole bunch of crap in it and filler. The Bigfoot Breath garlic dust is 100%. Just all natural ingredients, no filler. Defy explanation if you're wanting more. All my findings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mouse hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
And remember, there's a big difference between kneeling down and bending over.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.